The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, I am Avra Lewis with the North Carolina Reading Service, and for the next half hour, I will be reading to you from Essence Magazine. The first article is titled, Predestined, Being Rejected from Medical School Put Actress Sheila Atim Right Where She Was Meant to Be on a Path to Movie Stardom. The editor for Bruise took notice of Atim's work and recommended her for another project led by Black women, director Gina Prince, By the Woods, The Woman King, starring Viola Davis and Lashana Lynch. The editor's reference landed Atim the job. Inspired by historical events in the Dahomey Kingdom during the 18th and 19th centuries, The Woman King demanded a new level of physicality for Atim. We were training with a capital T, she recalls. We were learning new skills left, right, and center. I don't even know how I learned some of those things. It was just every possible opportunity every day. Working on the film, which hits theaters on September 16th, she also realized something about the elasticity of her limits. I learned that I can push myself a lot further than I think I can, Atim says, and I also learned that I don't always have to. It's a real skill to gauge where your yes is and where's your no. Where's your hard stop? I think that's something that you have to keep learning and recalibrating and experiencing through life. It's part of an artistic journey that Atim now fully embraces as her destiny. In the last couple of years of my career, I've been really lucky to work with lots of Black women, and that doesn't happen often in the UK, she says. The enrichment I've felt from having those experiences is invaluable. I'm really excited for us to do that more. I hope it's something that keeps on going. The next article is titled, The Beat, Celebrity Makeup Artist David on How to Master 90s Rock Glamour, Grunge, Emu, or whatever you like to call it. The moody side of makeup is making a major comeback. Dark lip liner is king. We can't get enough blush, and smoky eyes are easier than ever to create. Black lipstick isn't just lipstick. It's an attitude, David notes. It says life is about taking risk. This fall, don't be afraid to get creative and spice it up a bit. So many of the girlies already are. The next article is titled, Essence Festival of Culture, New Orleans, Louisiana, presented by Coca-Cola. See what you missed. Essence Festival of Culture returned to New Orleans this year for the biggest celebration of Black joy. Music, fashion, beauty, business, food, and more. Unforgettable moments only at hashtag Essence Fest. We partied from the hot list and good vibes, super lounge to the main stage. Culture, entertainment, experiences, spreading Black joy all weekend. After the party, it's the after party. Essence After Dark series capped off evening experiences with three nights of laughter and intimate musical performances by Escape, Ha Sizzle, SWV, Mr. Vegas, and more, plus comedy curated by Fat Tuesday's creator and host Guy Tori. Lights, camera, action. Black filmmakers, screenwriters, directors, and producers at Essence Film Festival, such as Luke James and Columbus Short, First Looks from Nigeria at the Essence Film Festival, the cast and creative team of Disney's Plus, The Proud Family. Louder and Prouder discusses the critically acclaimed revival of the groundbreaking original series. Backstage pass for all things on screen. Talent from all over were ready for their close-ups at Essence Fan Zone and on Essence Center Stage. The Essence Get Lifted Gospel Sunday celebration had the audience feeling uplifted and blessed. One area called the Community Wealth and Power Experiences had conversations with movers, shakers, and moneymakers, a destination for career tips, connections with industry leaders, and resources to see your business soar. Essence Fest touched on impactful discussions with Pete Buttigieg, Mitch Landry, Keisha Lance Bottoms, to a fireside chat with Madam Vice President of the United States, Kamala Harris. Another section of the festival called Ready, Set, Network. Entrepreneurs enjoyed a weekend of learning from industry experts at the Essence E-Suit Workshops. All Access NOLA. Essence, in partnership with Mayor LaToya Cantrell, celebrated NOLA curated events for local volunteers to bringing awareness, joy, and light to the community, giving back to the community. Thank you, New Orleans, for hosting us with volunteer opportunities across the city. GU Day of Service kicked off the weekend, educating and entertaining children at the Ash Cultural Arts Center, paving way for the future. New for 2022, festival goers experience the Essence Tech Summit, learning the future of cryptocurrency from tech and NFT experts. Destinations of self-care, your Essence experiences plus new experiences for every kind of Black joy. Beauty enthusiasts expressed joy with the inclusion of more beauty brands and real-life conversation around self-confidence, beauty, and travel with Nia Long and Jasmine Sullivan at the Essence Beauty Carnival Experience. Black men, we honor you. This year, we curated the new Essence In His Zone men's experience that kicked off conversations with LaMann Rucker, Tamika Mallory, Alfion Crockett, and Jeff Johnson, which focused on supporting and standing with their queen. A Woosaw weekend, Essence Wellness House was the destination to uncover your wellness needs through education, hands-on demonstrations, and more with experts. A food festival for the culture. Essence Eats Food and Wine Festival pulled out top chefs from Chef Nikki, Patti LaBelle, award-winning Chef J.J. Johnson with live demos and recipes to spruce up your kitchen. It's the Black Joy for Me. The culture returned July 4th weekend from sweet taste of food with entertainment to career advancement. Hashtag Essence Fest thanks you for being unapologetically Black. The next article is titled, I Committed a Crime, But I'm Not a Criminal. Tumani is the first to tell you he made some poor choices when he was younger. In and out of the youth justice system, he was ultimately referred to Youth Advocate Programs, YAP, Inc., which paired him with a smart, caring advocate, somebody who worked with him, encouraged him, and stood by him. YAP is a community-based alternative to youth incarceration, congregate child welfare, behavioral health, and intellectual disabilities, placements, and neighborhood violence. YAP empowers young people and families impacted by trauma or complex challenges with tools to make positive choices. After completing our program, 86% of participants remain in their communities, arrest-free. YAP works. Others talk social change. We make it happen. YAPinc.org. YAPinc.org. The next article is titled, Monaleo Smile, the Houston-bred hip-hop debutante, has trudged through hardship. Now it's her time to shine. At the tender age of 21, and after only 2 short years in the music industry, Monaleo is already making waves with her brazen bars, slight southern drawl, and cool girl swag. With sexually liberated Take His Money rap reigning supreme on the airwaves, Monaleo stands out with a truculent tone and an unabashed attitude. Her single, Beating Down Yo Block, an homage to fellow Houston rapper Young Star's hit 2000 single, Knocking Pictures Off the Wall, has been going strong for more than a year. Her most recent hit, a collab remix with Flo Milli titled We Not Humping, makes it clear that with Monaleo on a track, the dukes are up. My sound is very aggressive. It's assertive. It's powerful, Monaleo says of her self-assured delivery. You are always going to feel where I'm coming from. It's emotional. Born LaRondra Roshan Gay and raised in Texas, Monaleo, her name is an combination of Mona Lisa and her nickname Leo, got her start in hip-hop by pure happenstance. Accompanying her young brother to a studio session she had gifted him as a birthday present, she ended up hopping inside the booth to fool around on the mic. Already with a bit of a following on social media, she posted the clip of herself rapping and was swarmed with commenters impressed with her skills. Only 18 at the time, she started to explore the possibility of a career in music, keeping at it until she landed her first viral hit in early 2021. Though her tough-as-nails stage persona matches well with her no-holds-barred braggadocio, there's a relatable vulnerability bubbling beneath it all. This draws fans and admirers to Monaleo all the more, many of them stopping her in public to lavish her with hugs, tears, and their own personal tales. It's been a very interesting transition because my life prior to being a rapper was the literal complete opposite, she explains, of her newfound fame. I was very introverted. I never left my house for anything. On top of me not leaving my house, I never left my room. Greeting fans and meeting new people is a challenge, though a welcome one for Monaleo, who is open about suffering from severe anxiety and depression. Monaleo also identifies as a suicide survivor and has bravely gone on record about having made multiple attempts to take her life. These continued through her childhood and into her late teens, starting as early as fourth grade, with the last as late as March 2020. In mid-May, she received an outpouring of support and well wishes from fans on Twitter after revealing a recent pregnancy loss, her struggle with ovarian cysts, and her feelings of being disregarded by a non-Black healthcare provider throughout the ordeal. Some people might feel like it's oversharing, but I feel like it's therapeutic for me to talk about these things, Monaleo says. There is a lot of power in solidarity. She experienced that power firsthand while battling one particularly dark bout of depression in the midst of pursuing her rap dreams. While watching interviews from some of her biggest career inspirations, Nicki Minaj, Cardi B, Megan Thee Stallion, she was moved by the openness with which they disclose the highs and lows of their own journeys. It made me feel seen. It made me feel heard. It made me feel recognized, she explains. It restored my hope and my faith in life in general, because at that time, I was very depressed. I was dealing with suicidal thoughts and questioning, should I be here? What's my purpose? The hard times helped lead her to unique positions as a mental health advocate. It's a role she's been informally filling for her fans and followers on social for years, but she is now also exploring it in her recordings. It's a very freeing experience for me because it helps me rationalize a lot of the irrational thoughts that swim around in my head, she says. It is literally a verbal journal. Most of the stuff that I use to write down, I'm recording now, and I play it back whenever I need clarity. Mona Leah has plans to release a full album that will tell an in-depth, multifaceted story featuring some of her verbal journals and vocalizing her tumultuous lived experience. But before she puts out her heavier, more personal fare, the rising star is making sure to give fans a tape that highlights the rowdy, raunchy, aggressive, trash-talking they have come to know and love her for. Her skill and range give her the ability to operate in both lanes in her own way, on her own time. I've been through real crap in real life, she sums up. I'm grateful for all those experiences. The next article is titled Representation of Massive Proportions. Whether playing a runaway slave or a resolute superhero, Aldis Hodge is devoted to transforming the image of Black men on screen. With a career that spans three decades, Aldis Hodge has been a pillar of Black representation in Hollywood for years. The actor got his start in the 90s and hasn't taken his foot off the gas since. After smaller parts throughout his childhood and teen years, Hodge got a breakout role in Leverage at age 21. Since then, he's captivated us in projects like Underground, Hidden Figures, The Invisible Man, and City on a Hill. A true leading man, he has an ability to reinvent himself and take up space in Hollywood that can't be understated. For me, the ambition is to continually change the perspective on and the approach to the identity of Black men and Black people fully, says Hodge, 36. There is something that we, the community, need so that we can maintain and control the professional narrative and affirm our value in Hollywood. We are not sitting here waiting on a call. We are creating that avenue of opportunity for ourselves. For the one night in Miami actor, this means taking on roles that will have an impact well beyond the screen. I like to do projects with substance, anything that has real value outside of entertainment and moves the needle forward in terms of equitable job acquisition when it comes to us. I love any and everything creative and non-traditional. In Black Adam, based on the DC Comics character and due for release this October, Hodge's turn as Hawkman, aka Carter Hall, alongside Dwayne The Rock Johnson, means ushering in a new era for Black superheroes when they are still few and far between. I was very honored to be a part of it, just because it's not something I would ever have seen for myself, he admits, introducing the Justice Society and giving new life to the DC Extended Universe with these storylines. It's going to be insane. Director J. Colette Serra has a great eye and a great understanding of storytelling. People are not yet ready for what this is going to do. Hawkman is an archaeologist and a modern-day reincarnation of an ancient Egyptian prince who has lived many lives. Putting on that incredible gravity-defying nth metal suit for the first time was exhilarating for Hodge. It's hard to explain in words, he says. It is the culmination of childhood dreams verified right there in the flesh. And you get to a place where you are saying, this is happening. This is really going down. Recognizing the significance of the role for longtime Black Adam fans, as well as curious newcomers, Hodge dove into the comics for research and leaned on Johnson for support. We have a grand responsibility to represent, which is going to be amazing for kids watching this, he says. It's telling them, you belong in a position of success. You belong in a position of creative freedom. There's a great deal of value that comes from that message. It's why I loved playing this role and why I hope to continue playing this role for years to come. The next article is titled Fall Back, a book by the author Omolola Ijeoma Ogunyemi's New York zips through time to explore friendship, love, and rebellion. In her fiction debut, Jolof Rice and Other Revolutions, a novel in interlocking stories, the author spins tales that illuminates the lives of three Nigerian friends and the people who love them, both past and present. Here we talk to the author about her book, her hopes, and, of course, Jolof. Essence asks the question, where did the idea for this book come from? The author responded, it's loosely based on experiences from my childhood, family lore, my love of travel, and the wonder and challenge of being an immigrant in the United States. Essence asks the question, who makes the best jollof, and why is the answer Nigeria? She responded, first, I have to pay my respects to the Wolof people of Senegal and Gambia who gifted the world this wonderful dish. Many West African countries make good jollof, but if you want that smoky, spicy, make your mouth sing as you wiggle with joy in your seat, jollof goodness, it's Nigerian party jollof you're looking for. For more sedate, tomatoey experience that shrouds your taste buds in regret, there's Ghanaian jollof. I'm absolutely joking. My Ghanaian brothers and sisters, LOL. Essence asks the question, you've lived in so many places. What location feels most like home to you? The author responded, leaving Nigeria inspired me to look back at my life and appreciate the unique aspects of growing up there in the 80s. Yet, I'm not sure I'd be a writer if I'd stayed. While I have memories that I cherish, I realized years ago that the Ibadan of my childhood largely exists in my head. I loved living in New York City, Philadelphia, and Boston, but Los Angeles is home now. It's where I've done some of my most meaningful work and where I met my husband. And I love the mix of neighborhoods and the friendships I've nurtured here. It's been very good to me. Essence asks the question, in the first story of your book, the character Odama embraces many aspects of life, such as marriage, starting a business, and so on, at what would be considered an early age by today's standards, particularly in the United States. What are some things you did before you had any business doing them? The author responded, secretly reading some of my mom's books when I was 9 or 10, including James Baldwin, even though I didn't understand even half of what I was reading, and sneaking sips of the dessert wine she kept for visitors. Essence further asks, death, and the fear of it is a common theme in these stories. Why was it important for you to unpack that in this work? The author responded, death is a final mystifying ending that we all confront over and over, even as we continue the serious business of living. My people celebrate a long life lived well, even as we mourn lives cut down before their promise can be realized. I wanted to explore the ways we handle loss in the near and long term. Essence asks the question, if you had a time machine for one day, would you rather travel backward or forward? The author responded, backward, because there are some good times within my lifetime that I would absolutely want to relive. Essence asks the last question. When readers finish the last page of this work, what do you want them to walk away with? The author responded, a sense of a lived life, one with friendships that stretch across the years and the knowledge that it isn't too late to change the things they don't like in themselves or in society. The next article is titled, Carpools That Drove a Movement. 2 years before Rosa Parks refused to give up her seat on a bus in Alabama, many African Americans in Louisiana boycotted segregated buses in Baton Rouge. This became the model for the Montgomery bus boycott. Join the ride on the Louisiana Civil Rights Trail. LouisianaCivilRightsTrail.com. A little bit cowboy and a little bit Cajun, Shreveport-Bossier, Louisiana has an undeniably unique and deep, rich culture. Rooted in its placement at a geographic crossroads, Shreveport-Bossier owns much of its renowned arts and culinary tradition to the contributions of talented and dynamic artisans and chefs. Two such individuals are profiled, Dr. Angelique Fester Evans. Dr. Angelique Fester Evans is an award-winning creative powerhouse, actress, speaker, author, nonprofit arts leader, educator, and entrepreneur. Dr. Fester Evans is well known in the Shreveport-Bossier community for her involvement in local arts and cultural organizations and for her contributions to nonprofits. Well, we have run out of time for today's episode of Essence. We hope you enjoyed it and be sure to listen next time. I am Avra Lewis, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Essence is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.